feeling is being remote?
With 603,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 14.3 million confirmed cases worldwide, with more than 3.7 million in the U.S. and more than 2 million in Brazil. India has passed the 1 million mark in terms of infections, followed by Russia with over 770,000 cases and South Africa with more than 350,000 cases. The International Monetary Fund has said the world is in the midst of the worst recession since the Great Depression and warned that it could take 2 years for economic output to return to what it was before the pandemic. And the United Nations has said that up to 265 million people could face starvation by the end of the year because of the impact of COVID-19. Meanwhile, Hong Kong reports a record number of new cases at 100. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam Sunday tightened social distancing measures to tackle this sudden surge. Hong Kong was one of the first places struck by the virus when it emerged from central China late last year, but the city had success in tackling the disease, all but ending local transmissions by late June. But Lam said Sunday that more than 500 infections had been confirmed in the past 2 weeks, almost a third of the nearly 1,800 cases in Hong Kong since the outbreak started. Hong Kong was already mired in recession when the pandemic hit, thanks to the U.S.-China trade war and months of political unrest, both last year and this year. The new partial lockdown has compounded that economic hardship. And sumo wrestling opened to live audiences in Tokyo Sunday, despite a steady rise in coronavirus infections in Japan. This comes a week after Japanese baseball and football opened stadiums to spectators. This is VOA News. The Iranian judiciary has suspended the executions of 3 men linked to anti-government protests in November. That's according to one of the men's attorneys speaking Sunday. Rights activists had said the death sentences were aimed at intimidating future protesters. With hardship mounting because of U.S. sanctions and the coronavirus pandemic, Iran's clerical rulers have been trying to prevent a revival of anti-government protests that took place last November, when hundreds are believed to have been killed in the worst street violence since the 1979 revolution. The Farsi hashtag "Don't Execute" was tweeted millions of times last week. In a rare acknowledgement of popular dissent, a government spokesman commented that the tweets were, quote, a civil action by citizens trying to be heard. A volunteer at the St. Pierre and St. Paul Cathedral in Nantes, France, has been detained after a fire tore through the church. The man was in charge of locking up the day before the blaze destroyed stained glass windows and the grand organ inside. The organ had reportedly survived both the French Revolution and World War II. Prosecutors said they wanted to clear up inconsistencies in the man's schedule, but stressed that it would be premature and hasty to think he had a role in the fire, which they do believe was arson. When the fire broke out Saturday, roughly 100 firefighters managed to stop flames from destroying the cathedral's main structure. The fire comes over a year after a blaze nearly destroyed Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. A Japanese rocket carrying a Mars spacecraft from the United Arab Emirates is on the launch pad ahead of Monday's scheduled liftoff of the Arab world's first interplanetary mission. The launch of the orbiter, named Amal, or Hope, from a space center on a small island in southern Japan, was initially scheduled for this past Wednesday, but was delayed due to bad weather. Mitsubishi Heavy Industries provided the rocket. Hope is expected to reach Mars in February 2021, the year the UAE celebrates 50 years since its formation. A successful mission would be a major step for the oil-dependent nation, now eyeing a space future. Hope will carry instruments to study the upper atmosphere and monitor climate change on Mars. It's scheduled to circle the red planet for at least 2 years. The UAE says it will provide a complete view of the Martian atmosphere during different seasons and for the first time. A newcomer in space development, the UAE has so far successfully launched 3 observation satellites, but has not gone beyond the Earth's orbit. 2 other Mars missions are planned in the coming days by the U.S. and by China. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.